Finally tonight, we bring you the tale of two young Irishmen who joined the armed forces of Nazi Germany. Mark McMenamin has the story.
During the Second World War, the Waffen-SS were one of the most feared organisations in Nazi Germany. Its formations included German nationals alongside volunteers and conscripts from both occupied and unoccupied lands. Over the course of the war, over 900,000 men passed through the ranks of the Waffen-SS. Two of that number were Irishmen, James Brady and Frank Stringer.
The irony behind the story of James Brady and Frank Stringer, the only two Irish people known to have served in the Waffen-SS, is that originally they volunteered for the British Army in 1938 when war with Germany was imminent. Their joining the Waffen-SS was entirely accidental.
That's historian Terry O'Reilly, author of the book Hitler's Irishmen.
This case came to my attention about 12 years ago. It was almost unknown up until about that time, 12 years ago. It was only then that certain files were released by the British National Archives and by the Irish Military Archives, and the story came to light.
Brady and Stringer were both members of the Royal Irish Fusiliers, who entered the British Army within days of each other in 1938. They were posted to Guernsey in the Channel Islands. They found themselves in prison after a bout of violent public drunkenness. The two remained stranded there when their regiment withdrew from the island.
They were taken into custody when the Germans invaded the Channel Islands in 1940. They were transferred to a special prisoner of war camp for Irish prisoners in Friesack in Germany. They were apparently recruited to the Abwehr, the German intelligence service. It seems the Stringer was quite willing to go along with the Germans by this stage, but it seems James Brady might have had ulterior motives and was acting on the orders of his British commanding officer.
Despite the horrific crimes carried out by Nazi Germany, it is not believed that either Frank Stringer or James Brady were involved in the committing of any war crimes.
The only crime they were charged with was acting against the British Army. They had both been serving with the British Army when they joined the Waffen-SS, so obviously they're going to be tried for that. But there's no evidence that the unit they were involved in, the SS Special Forces, there's no evidence that they were actually wanted for war crimes. Their commanding officer, in fact, the famous Otto Skorzeny, was placed on trial in 1946 for war crimes and was acquitted on all charges.
After the war, both men were court-martialed by the British. They received prison sentences that were eventually commuted.
Both of them were captured by the British Army after the war. Frank Stringer was captured in 1945 and Brady more or less turned himself in 1946. Both were court-martialed and both were originally sentenced to 15 years in prison. But the British Army decided to show leniency and in the event both were released in 1950. We do know that Frank Stringer actually emigrated back to England again, and the British police kept an eye on him for a while and just lost interest. James Brady, as it turns out, after an investigation by Garda Special Branch during the war and by Irish Military Intelligence, that is G2, they established that James Brady joined under an alias. They did establish that he came from Roscommon, but other than that they couldn't establish his real name. So he joined the British Army under a pseudonym. So presumably in 1950, he was still a young man then, he just took up his old identity and lived out his life in Ireland.
The case of James Brady is particularly shrouded in mystery, according to Terry.
And people who knew him suspected very strongly that he came from an advantaged background. He did mention a couple of times that his brother had actually attended a university in Germany, which meant he would have been quite well off. Stringer, we do know all about Stringer. We established his date of birth and his origins. He was actually, his father died at a very young age. He joined the British Merchant Navy when he was only 17 or 18, and afterwards he joined the British Army.
In the end, both men kept a deliberately low profile for the rest of their lives, and little is known about either of them after 1950.
Brady and Stringer are known to have returned to Ireland in 1950, and Stringer returned to Britain for a while, but other than that, they kept an incredibly low profile. They didn't talk to the local papers, they didn't talk to relatives, they didn't write any account of their experiences. Most Irish families would not welcome the knowledge that one of their own had served with the Waffen-SS, so they probably decided the less said, the better.
Mark McMenamin was reporting there. And once again, Terence O'Reilly's 2008 book is called Hitler's Irishman, and it tells the full story of those young Irishmen who served in the armed forces of Nazi Germany.